Beis Shulchan Menachem is a piece of the Rebbe's Haggadah, page Reish Lamed Ches. That's a chapter 238 over here. And the question over here is, we've actually been studying about that. In the Haggadah, we say that there is a mitzvah for us to relate the story of the Exodus of Egypt. That's what we say in the Haggadah. The question really is, how is this Haggadah relating the Exodus of Egypt different than the mitzvah that we have, that we have to mention the Exodus of Egypt twice every day? That's the reason we do Vayomer, the Parsha of Tzitzis, because it has in it the remembrance of the Exodus of Egypt. So if we have to remember every day Exodus of Egypt twice a day, and now we're saying on the night of Pesach we have to remember the Exodus of Egypt. So how is that different? I mean, one can say maybe it's not different, it's just an extra time or something, but is that different? So the Rebbe says we can say that there is several distinctions. Now, in each one of these distinctions, the Rebbe elaborates a little bit, but just briefly, for our purposes right now. Every day you can fulfill your obligation, again, possibly depending on the various different commentators and codifiers, that every day one can fulfill that obligation just by thinking about it in his heart and mind. Very quickly, you don't have to actually verbalize it. You don't have to articulate it. But the mitzvah on Pesach, it says, v'higadito lebincha, you shall relate it to your son. So there's actually v'higadito haggadah. You must speak it. Number two, every day, it's enough just to quickly remember it. It's a mitzvah to remember the miracle, the Exodus of Egypt. But on Pesach, it has to be a story. There has to be Sipur Yitziras Mitzrayim. You got to put it into a story. Number three, there is some that say that in addition, on Pesach, it has to come as a response, either to a son or to somebody else, as we told yesterday about to your wife, somebody else, as opposed to normally, every day, we just mention it, but here it's a response. Number four, relating the Exodus of Egypt and Pesach is counted as one of the 248 positive mitzvahs, which, whereas the mentioning of the Egypt, Exodus of Egypt every day isn't counted as one of the mitzvahs, and I mean that alone needs explanation, and there is a difference. The Rebbe doesn't articulate over here that needs to be looked in further. There is a difference between a mitzvah which is counted as one of the mitzvahs, and or it's just a mitzvah but it's not counted. Number five, according to the view of Ben Zoma, who learns the pasuk that kol yimei chayecha means day and night, we don't do it in the time when Mashiach comes, as opposed to the story of Exodus of Egypt, will be told even when Mashiach comes. Which, by the way, I believe the Rebbe brings down the Haggadah also. There's others that say that Ben Zoma doesn't disagree on the Chachamim. He would also hold Leah, but he's just adding to them. But that's another. According to this, where the Rebbe writes in Haggadah, it seems like clearly that Ben Zoma disagrees with the Rabban. He says only a day and night and not for the future. Number six, finally, the Rebbe says, on the night of Pesach, the mitzvah continues throughout the night, or till midnight. Even if you already started one night, every moment of the night of Pesach that you keep on telling the story of the exit of Egypt, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. As opposed to every day, once you mention it once, there's no more mitzvah to mention it again, no further mentioning. So here, you have a long period of time to mention it. But it seems according to this, I mean, this is the Rebbe's sixth distinction. But it doesn't seem like there has to be a distinction. What happens if we just said that you have to mention that every time and every day? But there's another chiyuv in addition to mentioning it at night. Mention it once again. I mean, so maybe that would be the regular night time. So the sixth distinction the Rebbe makes here, I mean, if we would just say mentioning it once, so you're already mechuyev to mention it because of, you have to mention it by day and by night time. The halacha is like Ben Zoma, who says, Achidrosh Ben Zoma, like Rabbeinu Ben Azariah says, that you got to mention day and night time. So what's the point in doing the Yitzias Mitzrayim by night time, if you already mentioned it? Now the thing is that it brings down over here also from the and the Rebbe seems to hold that some people say, they ask the question, they bring down, how come we don't make a bracha for the, if it's a mitzvah to do Yitzis Mitzrayim, why don't we find the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, to remember the Exodus of Egypt. So they gave an answer over there. One answer is given from the Rishonim, from the Rif, and the Rashba, because we already fulfilled the mitzvah with Kiddush. When you said Kiddush, you said Azecher Litzias Mitzrayim, you already mentioned the Exodus of Egypt. But the Alter Rebbe didn't accept that answer because he said that's just mentioning it. But on Pesach, we need the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it seems like the Alter Rebbe is of the view that on Pesach we have to have the story of the Exodus of Egypt. Just by mentioning it is not sufficient.